Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. This is the 7th, I think it must be, of September 2025, quarter past 7 in the morning, a little bit later than normal, but I have been up since just after 6 o'clock, and it is a sunny morning so far. How lovely. I'm just putting on my slippers, actually. Couldn't find them for ages, and then as I went to my desk I found I'd put them on my chair, so excuse me, that is where they are. Well, it's nice to see the sun. We've had sort of mixed weather yesterday. I think it was a little bit of well, it tried to rain a bit, but didn't rain terribly much, at least not where I was. And then the sun is, it does look like blue skies. Well, let's hope it stays that way, which will be rather nice. Today, I'm hoping to get the artwork off and set up the business with the book and get that done. I've had to wait because I need to talk to the printers about this camera-ready artwork business. I was thinking about this on Friday, trying to get it organised, and and I thought, well, I've got to wait now till Monday so I can have a chat with the chap, which is my plan today, and get that all done and sorted so we can do that. Somebody did email me and said, I know you don't want to put your book on Amazon, but you'll lose money. And I dare say I will, he said, because people will buy it from Amazon out of sheer laziness, because they've got an account and can just go on an app and click a button. And I suppose that's the that's what one's fighting, is the sheer laziness of people. But then, if they're going to be that lazy, the chances are they don't actually want to read it. And I suppose in some respects, as much as one could do with the income, I do want people to read it. And I do think that people do buy stuff. They have this compulsion, oh, I'll buy that. But then things arrive and they go, oh, yes, I bought that. I don't know what I'll do with it now. And they don't really want it. And there is that thing about taking what you need from life, but no more. And people are very greedy, not as excessively, necessarily. I mean, there are obviously those that are greedy. But I think we sometimes take too much, if you see what I mean. You know, you go, oh, yes, I'll have that. Because it's easy and it's convenient, and it may be something that we'll use at some point, but it's not something one's passionate and desperate to get. And so, again, apps on phones make things very easy for things to be sold, which is nice if you're the one selling, which is me, but at the same time, you're giving the power away, and people become lazy because they can just do it in one way rather than go through a little bit more of a, I would really like this, so I'm going to, however it will be, go to a different website and click a button. You know, it's not like it won't be convenient to buy the book. It will still come in the post. It's just people don't like going backwards, do they? And that's why the government's got hold of people, and that's why the dark forces have got hold of people, because they know that people instinctively, once you give them a television changer in their hand, they don't have to get up from the sofa. And so that's the slippery slope. If they can stay on the sofa and become couch potatoes instead of having to get up and tune the channel. So, yeah, you could argue, of course, that if you had to get up and turn the thing off, you're probably less likely to get up and turn it off, whereas you might be more likely, if you've got the remote control, to turn it off in your hand. I appreciate that is an argument too. Although if you've got the choice of 100 different channels, you might just spend the whole evening flicking through 100 different channels trying to find something that you want to watch. And then you've got something which you think, oh yes, I'll watch this. But there's that, I wonder what's on the other side. There might be something better. There might be something better. And so you go off again on that little journey to go, I wonder if there's... And then by the time you've realised there isn't anything better, the programme that you wanted to watch has finished. And so you've then got to go hunting once more. Because people aren't satisfied, are they? Which is a bit of a shame, but hey-ho, that's the way it goes. So although he said, yeah, you'll probably lose money, that is true. But I, you know, I do need the revenue, that's very true. But at the same time, one's got to stand on one's principles. Because if we all stood on our principles, we'd have a far better world. And if we all just give in to the big corporations, we've lost, effectively. And the irony, of course, is that the corporations don't exist without real people. They don't exist without people doing their bidding. And that's sort of the irony, that the people who do their bidding, the people who get up in the morning and get onto the trains and go to the offices, or that now work from home and they log on to the systems, are just adding to the problem of keeping the corporations alive and killing off small independent businesses. And that's a sad, it's crept up. And I appreciate people can't leave. They go, well, what do you expect me to do? I've got to earn a living like everybody else. We need to buy food. We need to pay the mortgage. We need to pay rent. We need to buy gas, electric, and all these sort of things. And this is the catch 22, isn't it? And I suppose until enough people decide, actually, we don't want to work for these people because they're just money-grabbing companies and lie left, right and centre, then there is no change. And in fact, it gets worse and worse and worse, but people are stuck in that circle and they can't seem to get out unless they can utilise some of the savings to set up their own independent business. And that's what I would love to see. I would love to see more independent businesses. I think a little bit of healthy competition will keep the prices down. But we don't see that, do we? We see more behind the scenes. It gets exposed that the big corporations talk to one another and they're supposedly at competitors, but actually they're there going, look, we'll look like we're competitors, but we'll actually lower the price to this point and no more. And when it comes to food, we'll all demand that the farmers make their product for this price or we won't buy it from them. And they all seem to agree on this. And then that's it, you know. And presumably they've all agreed that they do not want farmers to farm. This directive has come to the chief executives, who are members of big clubs, knowing that they'll get payoff and brown envelopes and all this sort of thing. And so the rest of us suffer, but they don't seem to care because they're in a bubble. They're in a bubble of not really understanding what human nature is about. But there we are. What can you do? The lovely Julia has just stepped down.
Good morning.
Looking for something.
Yes.
That. Ah, she's found it. A few items.
And
that. We were sitting here having a meal last night, and by chance, I put on a couple of old Bald Explorer videos, which are very nice. And it's, you know, sometimes it's quite nice to have a bit of a nostalgic evening, isn't it? In the old days, you'd go on holiday and come back and put up a projection screen. Well, I did with my dad, and look at the slides, look at the transparencies. He used to take transparencies, so you'd have this dirty, great big, it seemed big when I was a kid, screen in the room, and we would all gather around in the dark and look at these photographs. And then some years later, you'd be saying, Dad, can we have a slideshow? And he would get out, the pictures. So he would get out pictures when we were, I don't know, two or three, tottering around. Not video, just photographs. And we were at sort of 8, 9, 10 sort of thing, looking back at ourselves. And that's quite interesting, because time changes, doesn't it? And you think we always think that we're at the key moment in time. We're at the top of our game. And of course, that top of our game moves all the time. The time is only now. and we can capture elements of it, but we can't replay it really. You can replay the past through video and film, but it's not really there. It's an illusion of the past, isn't it? Because it's not really the past playing. It is just elements of it. We know we're still in the now. But yes, it was nice to look back at some of the Bald Explorer stuff. We only watched a couple of episodes, one where I was taking a stroll along a path and I'd discovered a well years before, and I was telling the story of some smugglers and what have you. And but it was beautifully filmed. I was very passionate, and still am, about filming and doing it right as best you can. And of course, in more recent times, with the monologues, I've done the best I can, but they're not with filming because it would be daft to do lots of beautiful filming shots. It would take forever just to do a 10-minute monologue. So I try to make the monologues as succinct or as interesting as possible. Not always possible when it's a daily basis, but one tries to light them the best I can, as it were, with my limited resources and limited time to do it all. But going back there, yes, there were these wonderful pull focuses, and there was stuff where you've got very short focal lengths, beautiful lighting, natural lighting, of course, utilizing the sun, and the different shots and the editing and the music and pacing the videos. And I think this was one of the ones from the Sussex Border Walk series that I did that never really got finished, sadly. I suppose I got disillusioned with it because the viewing figures just went down and down, and you'd go through all this effort, quite a lot of effort, and really no one was watching, and I was unable to make any money out of it. And of course, that has happened to turn around again, when I got demonetized about 10 months ago now. You think, well, it's a weird old world, isn't it? It's a weird old world. You get again disillusioned with something that you're desperately trying to do. However, it pushes you, and it fashions you, and now that Julia and I are sort of in the process of purchasing this land, and once we get on it will be all systems go. Whether or not we make any money, I suppose, is irrelevant. It's the existence. As I say, the time is only now, and once we're there, we will be enjoying that experience and making some videos, and we will do the best that we can. I'll bring in some of the old skills that I had, but I dare say it will be difficult to film and do. I mean, it's tricky enough to do it when you're walking and you want to get a shot of say, entering a church, as I might do, and you get a shot from one side, and then you turn the camera on, you run round, and you get this shot of you walking up to the church and opening the door. Then you run back to the camera and you turn it off, and then you pick the camera up and you go into the church, and you perhaps put the tripod and the camera from the chancel position, looking down the aisle towards the door. You switch, you get all the focus and stuff. You hope there's nobody in there to interrupt it, so you can do continuity. Then you run down the aisle, you go out of the door, having switched the camera on, and then you walk in, and for those 2 or 3 seconds, you film that bit. Then you run back up to the camera and turn it off, and then you put this all together, and it flows as it did. And the thing is, we watched this particular episode, and I said to you, I said, I remember, running from here to there, from pillar to post. It just looks like it's happily like cinema, and yet actually behind the scenes, it took a bit of time waiting for people to move out the way, those people who are visiting a church and wondering what the hell you're doing, lingering around with a tripod in your hand. And then once they've gone, you think, yes, I can just do this bit where I walk and appear behind an arch, and then perhaps walk past it, and you just know it's a lovely shot, but it might take 10-15 minutes waiting for other people to get out of the way, getting the camera in the right place, focusing, long lens, you know, waiting for the sun to come out, all these sort of things nobody thinks about, of course, when they watch it. And you don't want them to think about it. If they thought about all of that, it would ruin the flow. But it's that whole process which takes time. So yeah, I dare say when we're on the land and we're trying to make our English couples, there'll be an element of trying to sort of go, oh, we need to film this bit, but actually I can't because I'm holding this post, or I'm holding this, you know, or I'm digging this hole and the water's going to leak in, or whatever it is, you can't do it. But we'll do our best, won't we, my love?
Yes, our level best. What is a level best, anyway?
I don't know. Well, our level best is the very best.
Yeah. I know that, but yeah. I know what it means, but where does it come from? I'm a white level best. Why not tip-top best?
Well, I suppose you don't want it at a slanty angle.
Fair enough.
Do, if it's level.
You'd want peak best, wouldn't you?
Well, I suppose.
Or top level.
Yes.
Anyway, sorry.
Our level best.
But yes.
Interesting. Yes, well, we use all these phrases, don't we? We do our level best. And
I'd be more than happy to do something. How could you be more than happy? If yes. More than happy is ecstatic.
Yes, that's true.
You'll be
true.
Ecstatic then, say that.
Yes. More than happy to see you come round at 3:30 for tea and muffins. How do you know you'll be more than happy? You might be more than depressed at that point.
Mm.
You know, you may have fallen down a hole and broken your nose. So would you still be more than happy? I'm still more than happy to see you, but I'm afraid I've fallen down a hole and broken my nose. Any chance you could throw me a rope? Yes, there is that. Yes, well, then you would be more than happy, because you could be waiting down that hole with the broken nose. Going, oh, I wish these bloody people, I hope they're not late.
I bet this is scenario is so common.
Yeah. You know, there you are in the kitchen, and you think, oh, there's a little trap door here. Hang on, I wonder what... Oh, dunk! Oh, my nose!
A sinkhole opens up.
Yes, and then you're waiting...
My partner told me I was going to slip through the hole. Yeah.
You're just waiting for those people that were coming at 3 o'clock that you were in the kitchen baking a cake for. He would be more than happy. I'm happy to see you, but I'm actually more than happy. As you say, it's a strange expression.
It is.
But I suppose it's a way of making your happiness appear greater than it is.
Mm.
You know, from somebody else's point of view, they go, oh, they're more than happy. They're happy, and now they're ecstatic.
Yeah, I don't like it. Don't know why.
I use it quite a bit.
Yeah.
I do, you know, use these silly phrases. You read them in books, don't you, in magazines, and hear them. Well, I don't watch the telly anymore, but you know what I mean. You pick them up from conversation and you start using them without really thinking about what you're actually saying. But you conveyed a meaning, a feeling that you're ecstatic without saying, because if you say, well, I'd be ecstatic to see you, that sounds like too much. It's like, oh, gosh, I don't want to put you into...
I'd be very happy to see you.
Very happy.
Hmm. More than happy.
Well, isn't very happy a strange thing as well? Because if you're happy, you're happy. But very happy, how many degrees of happiness is there?
Well, you're coming at me with that. More than happy? That's not possible. I mean, it's just
well, no,
ridiculous.
I know. But it's like...
It's either happy or it's...
You know, when people say things like...
It's a five-minute domestic routine.
You know, they're dead... Or they're fairly dead. Well, you can't be fairly dead, can you? You're dead or you're alive. So is happy, you know...
Still need to watch Princess Bride.
Why? What's on the Princess Bride?
There's a bit in that where he's almost dead.
Oh, he's almost dead?
Yeah.
How can he be almost dead?
And there's a thread of life left in him.
Oh.
And they bring him back. It's,
well,
it's,
almost.
It's funny.
Yes, no, almost dead. You can be almost dead, can't you? You can be almost dead, but you can't be fairly dead.
No, you can't be fairly dead.
There's
I'm
no
sure.
degrees.
You can
of
be
death.
Fairly alive, I suppose. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
That sounds weird.
It's like, it's either black or it's not black.
Look, mate, you're either alive or you're dead.
You know,
which is it?
They are finite.
I'm alive, I think. Well, doosh. No, you're not.
But I guess, is there degrees of happiness? I suppose there must be. Well, ecstatic. But it's ecstatic.
Overjoyed.
Overjoyed.
Merry.
More than happy.
Delighted.
More than happy. Yes. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I think I've waffled on enough. And it gives you something to think about. Until next time, toodle-pip.
Tatty-bye.